You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the government passed the Regulatory Standards Bill into the Regulatory Standards Act. Long controversial, failing to pass in its first three readings and subject to enormous opposition and submissions during the process, the law is the child of David Seymour's ACT Party. But now that this law has passed, these serious concerns are of urgency. Particularly, there are loud concerns and criticisms of the primacy granted to corporate interests in the face of Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the environment. I spoke to Greenpeace campaigner Jen Toop about the Act, what it means for the environment, and what should be done in the face of this policy threat. To get us started, what does the Regulatory Standards Bill actually lay out?
Yes, so the Regulatory Standards Bill, or it's an Act now, is a really an unprecedented threat to New Zealand's environment, to future governments' ability to respond to environmental challenges, to the Crown's ability to uphold Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and also to continue to have and build a stronger, fairer democracy. And the reason it is all of those things is basically three main issues with it. So the first is that what the bill does is sets out a bunch of principles, which are the ACT Party's principles, which all future lawmakers will have to consider when they are making regulations. And those principles explicitly exclude the Treaty of Waitangi, our founding document. They explicitly exclude environmental protection and community and public and worker well-being. And instead of including those, they actually include property rights and individual freedoms, and they prioritise them above all else. So when any future lawmaker is making a regulation in New Zealand, they're going to have to consider these principles first. The second main issue with it is that for the first time in the history of Aotearoa, this new law has created the financial compensation expectation. So what that means is that if a future government wants to make a regulation to protect the environment, to ensure we have clean drinking water, to deal with the climate change, then they will be expected to compensate any corporation that has had their property rights impacted. So when I say property there too, I'm not just meaning land. They haven't said that. They haven't defined property in the bill. It could mean all sorts of things, including potential future lost profits. So it could mean things like oil rigs or milking sheds or any infrastructure owned by a company. If the government makes a law that impacts that, then the taxpayer will be expected to pay corporations for the regulations that are designed to protect our environment and to protect our communities. And a third way that this bill really creates this massive threat to our environment and our democracy is that for all future governments wanting to make new regulations to protect us and to protect the environment, they're basically going to have to run this really bureaucratic gauntlet and basically justify why they might make some regulations that prioritise community and environmental well-being above corporate property rights rather than the other way around. No future politician should have to justify why they are doing their job governing for the well-being of our people and our environment instead of governing on behalf of corporations. But that's what this law creates, and it also creates what they're calling a Regulatory Standards Board, which is an unelected board appointed by the author of this bill, David Seymour, who has been given really unfettered and extraordinary powers through the law to really dictate what goes on with lawmaking in New Zealand. But this Regulatory Standards Board is essentially a corporate complaints board. So any corporation that doesn't like a law in New Zealand, and not just one that's in draft that the government's considering putting through, but all of our current laws. So that includes things like any environmental protections we currently have that protect our drinking water. It would have included, until the government repealed it, the ban on oil and gas drilling. So corporations can say, we don't like this law, we think it impacts on our property rights, regardless of the benefits it has to the environment, to worker safety, to community wellbeing, we want this board to review it. And then the board, who will be made up with, who the minister has already said is going to be stacked with economists. And economists are important, but they don't represent all of the important things that we value in New Zealand. And this board is going to do the review and probably say it doesn't align with David Seymour's principles that as are laid out in this law. And then the minister who is in charge of that law is going to have to stand up in Parliament and justify again why they're doing their job, governing for the well-being of our people and our country, and not following David Seymour's rigid set of quite far-right neoliberal principles about how he thinks our society here in New Zealand should operate.
And looking at this Act and the primacy that it gives to corporations, what do Greenpeace expect to see from the government, particularly in this term and maybe going forward, in terms of utilising these changes to impact the environment in negative ways?
Well, I think we are really concerned about how this law is going to be used by corporations and industries that have really negative impacts on the environment. I think we will see some companies make complaints to the Corporate Complaints Board or the Regulatory Standards Board about laws and regulations that are designed to protect the environment. And I'm not just that, you know, this is protecting all sorts of things to do with the environment. So it's to do with protecting native wildlife and ensuring they don't go extinct, but also making sure that the drinking water that comes out of our taps is clean and is not going to make us sick, that the air that we breathe is clean, and that we're taking steps to ensuring we really address climate change, which is obviously has huge impacts on our communities, and we're already seeing that with massive flooding and wildfires and all these extreme weather events that are being made worse, and really impacting as well on food production. So all these things that have real tangible effects on the lives of every single New Zealander, I think we're going to see corporations complain about laws that are designed to deal with those issues that we're facing, and using the argument that their interests are not being prioritised, that they haven't been compensated for these laws that affect them, and we're going to see the government being given, I guess, more ammunition to further undermine the remaining environmental protections that we have in New Zealand, because it's hard to overstate it. They have essentially enacted a war on nature. What we've already seen, which is a very positive sign, is that in response to the huge public opposition, I mean, we're talking 159,000 submissions on this bill, and 98% of them were opposed. We're talking almost every single ministry and agency asked to give advice on its raising serious concerns, not just the Ministry for the Environment, but the Ministry for Justice, the Ministry for Health, not just environmental groups either. You know, we've seen Māori academics and iwi and hapu incredibly opposed to this law because it really undermines Te Tiriti o Waitangi, explicitly excludes it from the lawmaking process. And then it also does what the Treaty Principles Bill tried to do, which is try and make sure that formal equality instead of equity is really enshrined. So that means that laws that are designed to address the inequities that have been, you know, generated through the colonial history of Aotearoa, which has really negatively impacted Māori, they would be considered inconsistent with the Regulatory Standards Act.
And looking kind of past that repealing, or looking past other parties' opposition, what do Greenpeace want to see in terms of policy or frameworks to make sure that this can't happen again?
Well, I mean, it shouldn't have happened in the first place when you think about the fact that the ACT Party has been trying to pass this bill for 20 years, and for the first three times it tried it, it was rejected through proper parliamentary and democratic processes. It was rejected. But moving forward, in terms of what kind of policies does the next incoming government need to bring in, or what do we need to see this government start to do, is to recognise how important it is to protect the environment, to protect nature, not just because nature in itself is inherently valuable, which it is, and I think many New Zealanders believe that. You know, we have a lot of care and love for our native wildlife, for our native birds, because we see that they are inherently valuable. But we also need to recognise that we are wholly dependent on the environment. So what we need to see is laws and regulations that prioritise the well-being of our people, the well-being of our environment, instead of prioritising the property rights of corporations, many of whom are multinational corporations. We need to see a government upholding the Treaty of Waitangi, not constantly attacking it, and we need to see a government really prioritise long-term health and well-being of our country, and that means not running roughshod over environmental protections, rebuilding so much of the environmental protections and laws that we need rebuilt after 2 years of this government. That's what we really want to see going forward, and I don't think it's too much to ask.
That was Greenpeace campaigner Jen Toop on the Regulatory Standards Bill, Now Act, and what it means for corporate interests over the environment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.